Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
The Neil Prendeville Show. Get involved in the conversation. Text 0868 104 106. And back to the phone lines we go. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. We've been talking a lot about hurling and football recently. Unfortunately, the footballers got beat by Limerick at the weekend. But if you rewind, because we were talking about this on the air, the Cork and Limerick game down the park. Now, thank God Cork won the match. But
there
were texts coming in with regards to flares. And I saw one from you regarding your son. Can you tell me about this?
Yes. So I suppose we're very fortunate enough. We only live a couple of minutes from Blackrock Village. So from a very young age, my middle son, who is very much an avid hurler and supporter, would have been allowed to go down with his friends on his own to attend the matches. As you know, hurling and Gaelic, they're staples of Irish society, where normally there's not any kind of hooliganism or gang-related events or targets or anything like that, you know. So it was always safe, even if the crowds were mixed, you know, even if you had a Cork supporter in with Limerick supporters and vice versa, you know.
Yeah.
So my husband was in the south stand and my son was in the Blackrock Terrace stand. And my husband had said to my son, stay away from the scoreboard. It can get a bit rowdy up that end. Stay with your friends. We'll meet you after the game. And they all walk home together, you know. Mm-hmm. And with that, he was standing with his friend and the guy in front of him, so my son is 14, the guy that ignited the flare, he thinks he's about 18 or 19. He ignited it, put his hand back to throw the flare. The flare burnt his neck minimally now. But
your son's neck, your son's
my neck. Son's neck, yeah. My 14-year-old, on the left-hand side of his neck. It melted little parts of his jersey and little parts of his jacket. So it looks like multiple little cigarette burns, you know, from the sparks flying out of the flare. My son obviously got a fright and pushed him away with the flare. Mm. With that, he picked up the flare and threw the flare down into the crowd in front of them and then turned around and apologized to my son.
This is bizarre. Like, just on one point alone there, he picked up the flare, which is burning at about 1,000 degrees Celsius. That's how hot these things get. And threw it down amongst people.
Oh, into the crowd of his own supporters. Into the crowd. Now, even if he was throwing it at the Limerick supporters, that shouldn't happen either.
No.
But into a crowd of... And GAA matches are very much family orientated. Like, you have women and children and young and old people. And a huge part for me would be, like, a lot of young girls go to these matches now as well, and they have beautiful hair and put loads of hair products. What if you had a girl standing behind him? Her hair went up in flames. What if it was my son's eye?
They're weapons. They're pyrotechnics. Firstly, they're not allowed, these flares, so he must be getting them in and avoiding a search. I don't know. Mm. Pulls it out, lights it up, and, like, you throw this into a crowd, you could seriously injure somebody for life.
Oh, seriously, Andrew, you could be disfigured, you could lose an eye.
Oh my God.
Skin grafts alone are very painful for medical conditions.
Yeah, first, second, third degree burns, whatever.
You know, it's just ridiculous. To be honest now, Neil, I was rageful. I couldn't get over it. And my husband had contacted somebody that he knew, but there's no way of identifying this guy. Like, how do you hold somebody like this accountable for these kind of actions?
Yeah.
To a minor. Like, my son is only 14. He's a minor.
But it's happening at a lot of different matches. It happens a lot in soccer, even right up to the international matches over the last couple of years. I've seen flares going. So you got thick smoke. You got also, incidentally, the smoke leads to inhalation problems for people, respiratory problems for people.
Yes.
It's a serious disaster for people with asthma, right? It also blocks the pitch. And on top of everything, blocks the emergency exits in the case of things going up in fire. Am I overreacting to flares? I just don't know why they're not clamping down harder.
I don't think you're overreacting, but I think for me, they're going to begin destroying a staple part of Irish cultural history when, like, you can go, the teams can be mixed, the supporters can be mixed, and everybody has a great day out. Like, they're going to turn it into some sort of hooliganism and, you know, they're turning a corner with it. They're going to take the enjoyment. And Neil, the tickets aren't cheap. They're really difficult to come across now as well, the way the system has been changed with Ticketmaster and all the ticket touts getting involved. It's an expensive day out for a family as well.
I have to say, the few days after that match, the Cork and Limerick match, there was criticism, I have to say, on an unrelated matter, and that was the people who were at the match that had no interest in the match. And I don't mean to be unkind here, but we had calls on the air saying there was a lot of young girls there that had zero interest in the match. And unfortunately, they were well drunk before and during the match and in a fairly sorry state, some of them. What do you think of that?
Well, I think everybody's entitled to go to a match, but if you have no interest in it, they're taking away tickets from genuine supporters, older people that have supported their local teams for years and years. And now because of the processing of the tickets and going to other counties and Ticketmaster, lots of people are incapable of using technology like that.
Yeah.
So you're getting rid of, like, you're ostracising a whole part of the population that have showed support for 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
And now they can't get a ticket.
All right. Tell me this. With regards to the flare that was thrown, did your son say anything about security? Did security kick in or arrive? Did they spot your man? Anything like that?
No, nothing like that. I think because he might have gotten a bit of a fright and in instinct, he pushed this guy away. And the guy was extremely apologetic. Now, I think it was because he felt he wasn't very injured, and he probably didn't see all the extra harm that us as parents could have seen it for what it could have been, you know.
Yeah.
He was aware that my husband was also in the stadium as well. But, you know, when you're down there, then, Neil, that you can't cross over between the stands and the terraces. There's no mobile connection, really, because there's so many people in one valley, you know.
Yeah. So no one said anything to this young fella. No adults said anything to him, or no security saw him or anything. Because I was just reading up on this, knowing I was going to be chatting with you, and there's obviously zero tolerance for this. If you're caught, you're immediately banned for life. It's also said that stadiums check CCTV to try and identify people who have these flares. And if they're caught, they are prosecuted and they can be fined heavily. I then try to find out if anybody was ever in court prosecuted for something like this and it came back as zero. So
zero, yes. Yeah.
What's it going to take? So. Like, your son could have lost an eye. It could have been worse.
He could have completely. And it was by the grace of God that he wasn't fully injured, you know, or
worse.
Something that we couldn't recover from.
Yeah.
But I did. I was going mad because, like, he's also a really, really good kid, you know. He's big into hurling himself and stuff. And they're destroying it. Like, they're going to make it bring it to a point where parents won't be allowed to leave their children go to a GAA match in case something happens.
True. Yeah. That's a very well made point. Can I just ask you before I let you go? You talk about a 14-year-old being allowed because he still has. You know, it's still your rules at his age. You know what I mean? You want to give him a bit of freedom, let him have a bit of adventure.
Yeah.
Are you okay with him going into town with his pals and hanging out?
No, he's not allowed to go to town.
Okay, so Sharon, why is that?
At the moment, I think the drugs epidemic, I think is very unsafe. There's a very sinister feeling in town. And I do think the addiction, which is obviously a whole other avenue of people's own problems. I mean, there's stories of young fellas getting their shoes robbed, their jackets, their phones. I mean, they're material things that can be replaced. But what if he was stabbed or a broken bottle thrown into the river because he wouldn't hand over his phone?
And is he okay with that? You're not letting him into town?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is. Now, he's allowed the freedoms of, yes, he can go to one of the matches and walk back up the old railway line, maybe go up to the Rockies and have a pizza and walk home.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Neil. We were in Mallorca for a couple of days. He was safer leaving our resort and walking up to the main strip than walking around Cork City.
We've dropped the ball big time, I think, haven't we? There's marauding gangs inside in town. We were talking about it on air yesterday morning. They're very menacing. They're young. They go around in bunches.
Yes, and it's pack mentality.
Pack mentality and a bad attitude, yeah.
Yes, and it's individualized targeting. Young fellas on their own, young girls on their own, older people, people that can't put up a fight.
So you felt perfectly okay with your lad being out and about in Mallorca, not a bother.
Yes, yes, I did, yes. Imagine that.
Isn't it? It's sad.
Yeah. I know. It's very sad. Very sad. I know if that's going to start happening at all the Gaelic games, you know. I mean, where is it going to end?
Appreciate it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Listen, welcome home. Hope you had a nice break.
Thank you.
Great to chat,
Thank
Sharon.
You.
Thanks for taking
you
the
too.
Call. All the best.
Thank you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Text 0868 104 106.